There's total silence, blood everywhere, and confusion on their faces as they continue to stare. Then wind starts shaking and crying, screaming, "What did you do?" And then the policeman looks at me and screams, "See, now I warned you." Then he starts pacing the floor, screaming, "God, what have we done here?" Then she rushed to the door, blood on her hands, screaming, "There goes your whole career." Meanwhile, I'm freaking out, saying, "We gotta do something and gotta do something quick." Then he picks up the gun and says, "I have a wife at home. I can't have no parts of this." She says, "James, I can't believe you just said what you said. That's not what you were saying when your ass was in my bed." And I said, "Get married later, but right now we gotta use our heads. First of all, did anybody think to check if the man was alive or dead?" Then he looks at her, she looks at me, I look at them and we look at him. Meanwhile, Gwen's about to have a nervous breakdown, the way she's shaking and crying. And then she screams, "You bastards, you've killed my brother." And then I said, "Gwen, wait a minute, I didn't." She says, "No, you killed my brother." She said, "He just got out of prison. He's been through a lot. He was talking about changing his life and everything, and to come home and get shot." Then I said, "Baby, it wasn't my fault. This man had a gun on me. And besides, how was I to know that you was getting down with this crooked-ass police?" And he says, "Now, wait a minute." I say, "No, you wait a minute." And then I say, "Man, this is my wife. We had a life until you butted up in it." She cried out, "Sylvester, now hold on. Even though he was in our home, let's not forget the fact that you was out there creeping in another man's home." Twan starts coughing. And she says, "Twan, oh my God, baby brother, are you okay?" And he looks up at her and says, "I'm not gonna die, at least not today." And then he asks, "What happened? Sis, why did I get shot? Sylvester, what is this policeman doing here?" And I said, "Go on, tell him, cop." He says, "Son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound." Juan says, "No, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom." Now 5 minutes has gone by and they're telling Juan everything that happened. Juan says, "Shit, man, I would've been better off in prison." And now somebody's banging at the door and I'm like, "Oh no, here we go again." Thinking out loud to myself, saying, "When is this shit gonna end?" Then Gwendolyn looks at me and says, "Baby, you got that?" And I say, "No." She says, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm not opening up another motherfucking door." And the cop says, "Gwen, I get it." Then looks at me and say, "Man, or the house my ass." Then I say, "I'll get it, but whoever it is, I'm about to put their ass on blast." And then the policeman grabbed me, I snatched away and got my gun up off the floor. Then Twan says, "Now that's what I'm talking about, so that's the point that shit tore the door." Then he snatches the policeman's gun and says, "Officer, arrest me later." I count to three, Twan open the door and it's Rose, the nosy neighbor. "You with a spatula in her hand, like that's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy."